Module 2, Crisis. What is a crisis? A crisis is any event that threatens a person, group of people, or the company itself and its bottom line. Crisis can occur any time, day or night, weekday or weekend. A company that anticipates a crisis and prepares for such an event is better able to avoid negative situations completely, or if the situation occurs, better manage the crisis. Internal risks. Internal risks occur inside of the company property or during company hours involving an employee and their duties. The internal risks to crisis are many. Triggers can occur outside of the workplace, resulting in a reaction or escalation within the company. Vendors, employees, customers, all these people could pose a risk for committing an act of violence inside of the company or on its property. Internal risks are not always a violent act such as an assault. It could also come in the form of threatening emails, unwanted deliveries, etc. Another source of internal risk for violence is the company and its management. Understaffed sites, poorly managed departments, are another risk that could trigger an escalation to violence. High turnover rates, under-equipped areas, and poorly organized departments can be a source of stress that could be addressed before an event does occur. External risks. External risks are just like they sound. They are the risks that the company or employees have from the outside environment. Strangers, non-employees, anyone not related to the company. These risks can include crimes like robbery, larceny, and drive-by shootings, etc. Although external risks are not as easy to control as internal risks, the risk of an event occurring can be lessened. With the proper analysis of the operations of the company, risks can be mitigated, such as a drop safe for deposits at the cash register, security cameras, etc. Aggression. Aggression is defined as violent or hostile behavior without provocation. It can also mean the readiness to confront others, especially those perceived to have wronged the aggressor. Aggression usually results in the physical or mental harm to oneself or others. There are sometimes warning signs to aggressive behavior, including a withdrawal from social life and isolation from others, losing one's temper easier than before, and possibly violent displays against inanimate objects. Aggression can serve a number of different purposes for the perpetrator. Competition and assert dominance, express possession, intimidation or threat, reaction to fear and loss of control. Violence. With the use of technology on the rise and even becoming a household necessity, the trends in customer support are shifting toward how companies can help their customers in the electronic world. Common trends that are already taking hold include using mobile applications for agent interaction and companies creating self-service or frequently asked questions, FAQs, forums for customers. While it can be difficult to predict trends, many companies choose to start trends of their own and find new ways to support customers that are sure to catch on. Trends can cover any area of customer support, such as future agent training, tools available to the customer, the effects of social media, or even the potential for competition in a set amount of time. Since customers are always changing, the support they need changes too, and so do the trends. Case study. Mr. Smith has just returned from a workplace violence seminar. He asks his department manager, Steve, to join him in creating a crisis management plan. First, they need to identify the risks and complete an assessment rating the risks. Mr. Smith explains that internal risks are those that are within the company, like an employee that has been terminated. Steve says that they also need to consider the external risks, like being robbed. As they are assessing the probability of their risks for violence, Steve asks Mr. Smith what he considers aggression. Mr. Smith explains that aggression is violent or hostile behavior, possible to be powerful or intimidating to someone else. Steve then asks what violence is defined as then, and Mr. Smith tells them what he learned at the conference, that violence is any harmful action that is meant to hurt, whether physically or mentally. These definitions help Steve while he was completing the assessment of risk.